Without further ado, here is our commentary.
Michael, I have been watching this stuff for the baby former issue, and I've done the best I can to try to understand the origin of the problem. And Pete Buttigieg was on the Sunday morning programs, and what he said was just completely and utterly false and shameless. The man has no shame at all, because the FDA, and by the way, we all know Anthony Fauci's name, and we know that he as his head of the CDC, took every possible side on every single issue having to do with COVID, whether it was masks are good, masks are bad, the vaccine is good, the vaccine is bad, in the sense that it will keep you from getting COVID, it will keep you from spreading COVID, all the way finally to, well, it works a little bit for a short period of time, and it doesn't keep you from getting it, and it doesn't keep you from spreading it. And the data, by the way, backs up the final statement. And what we are is we're seeing herd immunity. But let's look at the baby formula issue. Back about 5 months ago, there were two or three complaints, and there was one baby who died. And that baby who died was taking this particular formula made by Abbott. Turns out that the death of that baby had nothing to do with the formula. But there were two other complaints, and so the FDA shut down this Abbott facility up in, I believe it's in Michigan, and it hadn't been open since. Now, let me just ask you a very simple question. If I was making baby formula in a factory, I would be making it what is called by lot. In other words, I would make, let's just say I make 100,000 bottles at a time, and then I run tests on that 100,000 bottles, samples from that lot to be sure that everything is good. That's what Abbott did. Abbott had no problem. They detected no problem with their product, but the FDA shut them down nonetheless, and has kept them shut down. And Biden has known about this for 5 months. Now, why has Biden done nothing, and why has his administration done nothing for 5 months? And the answer is quite simple. Joe Biden is a grifter. Abbott did not agree to buy paintings from Hunter Biden. That's all they had to do. If they had agreed to buy $1 million of paintings from Hunter Biden, I am highly confident that that factory would be opened back up. But they didn't do that. And so for Joe Biden, it didn't reopening that factory didn't enrich himself, it didn't enrich his family, and it didn't enrich the Democrat Party, and so he didn't care. So the question, Michael, is who's head of the FDA? Do you know? I don't know who it is, but we ought to find out who is head of the FDA, and we ought to find out what the motives are, because what they're doing now is creating chaos for millions of families. Millions of families are suffering from what Biden's doing. Now, let's take that same thing and let's look at what the New York Times, on a completely different subject as it would seem, but it's really not. And that is, the New York Times reported over the weekend that that the Biden administration is secretly helping the Ukrainians target the generals of Russia and is giving them intelligence that is helping them prosecute their counterattack and their war against Russia, against Russia's invasion. It is said that Biden is furious about that leak. Well, let's think about this. The New York Times is in Biden's back pocket. So why would the New York Times leak something if Biden didn't want it leaked? And the answer is if you listen to the Democrats, we're at war with Russia. We're not just simply helping Ukraine. We're actually Steny Hoyer, the number two Democrat in the House, stood up and said, we are at war with Russia. And I believe that Joe Biden is actually trying to get us into a war with Russia, because for some reason he thinks that in the midterms, if we're at war with Russia, that somehow the public will rally around the Democrat Party and reelect him to Congress, which I find that to be incredibly stupid, but completely plausible, given the way that Biden treats every other problem. He creates crises where there are none, and then where there is a problem, he doesn't have a clue how to solve it. And so we are in very, very dangerous times economically, and we're in very dangerous times in foreign policy.
And that's today's commentary.